Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, I really wanted to get this update out tonight because, look, we've had a lot of company interviews this week, or today more specifically, but none to cover really the moves and the volatility that we're seeing in the metals market. We're going to start with gold. That's what you and I talk about on a regular basis. And look, we ended last week on Friday with the gold bugs pretty encouraged because of that pretty much $30 move higher right up to recent resistance at about that 1835 level. And then we enter today and we're seeing gold pull back almost the exact amount that it bounced on Friday to just below 1800. So actually the sell-off is coming just a little bit more into gold. Doc, what's your takeaway here? The inability of gold to get over 1830 or that 1835 level, and quite frankly, the trading range that gold has been in for over 2 months now, right around $1,800. It's been boring, but it's mostly been sideways. What's your takeaway?
Well, get used to boring, because I think that's going to continue, Corey. We we're at a point where I've mentioned many times that on the monthly chart, how gold has always closed at or above the 20-month moving average of the Bollinger Bands. And we're sitting right on them today, on that line today after this sell-off. And if we close below that for this month or next month, that's going to tell us we're going to be in this for a while yet. And it looks like we probably will close below that either this month or next month. It wouldn't surprise me at all. But the trend is still sideways to down for gold for a while. It looks like, and the same thing for silver, because silver's broken down quite a bit. And so I believe we're still going to be in this for a while. And I mentioned a long time ago that the odds of seeing challenging the highs back in August 2020 was going to be very unlikely this year, and it's going to prove to be the right analysis, I believe. And so we're going to be stuck here for a while.
Okay, so the main thing that you're watching is that 20-month moving average within those Bollinger Bands. That's right at $1,800 right now. But Doc, what about some of the momentum indicators you look at? Because the RSI, that's one that you follow, and that peaked really right at the peak when gold reached 2100 back in summer of last year and has been trending lower, still holding just above 50 on that monthly chart, but it is trending lower. And the MACD, that's also trending lower. Slow stochastics, that's trending lower. The Bollinger Bands, those are at least narrowing. So that could be predicating some sort of a move coming. What are you seeing within the broad indicators that you follow?
Well, what I think is going on, and you mentioned, you know, the MACD and the RSI and the slow stochastics and Bollinger band width. And the other interesting thing to me, and the most important one probably, is the strength indicators. And indicative of that is the ADX, the black line, which is a combination of the green and red. And that's trending down now. It's just started another trend down. And that looks like it could trend down for a number of months yet. And what's interesting about that is it's not dropping like a stone, but it's just a gradual trend down, which is holding up this price, actually, of gold. And that is positive for the long term. That tells you that, sure, there's selling pressure, but that there's a lot of inherent strength yet in the gold market looking forward. And so that's what I'm watching. And the MACD is very similar, as we've mentioned in the past, in 2011-12 on its move down. And it looks like it's going to continue for a while. And I've mentioned before that I don't think it goes below neutral or zero this time around like it did way back in 2013. And 14, I think this time we're probably going to bottom either at neutral or above that. So it's not going to be as severe a sell-off as we saw back in 2011 and 12 from my standpoint.
Okay, so Doc, just to revisit that whole Bollinger Band and the 20-month moving average, you said if we get a close below there, so a close below 1800, would that be just based on this month close? You obviously don't necessarily care about an intermonth break of that level. If that does happen, just how quickly could the gold price fall? And does it fall right back to that 1675 support?
Yeah, I think we then gradually move back down toward that 1675 support to test it again. But I don't think it's going to be a dramatic drop. And if we're going to get a dramatic drop, it could very well be next month. I think it'll have to go down and test that area again. It looks like if it closes below that 20-month moving average. So that's what I would be watching this month or next month, is if we close below it, then we in all likelihood could go down and test that 1675 level again, Corey.
Okay, Doc, so then how about silver? Because you already mentioned a little bit on silver, and again that you had that $23 target for silver. Unfortunately, silver has been in a bit of a more significant downtrend really since the beginning of June, when it was right around $89, had a lot of people excited that a breakout to the upside would be coming. It dropped pretty quickly down to the low $22 region, has since rebounded, but there, at least on a short-term time frame, it's a pretty pronounced downtrend.
It is, and silver really broke down on the monthly chart. You could just see it happening, starting to happen a while back. And 4 or 5 months ago, I mentioned on the blog and in a time spent with you that we might get back down to $23. Well, we did, and now we're hesitating, and the MACD is turning sideways to down here a little bit. So we might have a little pressure on silver here in the next few months yet too. And it wouldn't surprise me if we work our way down to $20 now on silver. Silver, unfortunately, does not have the as much mojo from the money aspect that is gold. And as far as the industrial side of it, it looks like the economies of the world are slowing down, and which I had mentioned a while back that I expected. And if that's true, silver could be under more pressure from a standpoint of the slowdown in the world economies.
Okay, Doc, I want you to address some of the catalysts that I'm hearing from more or less the gold bug community. The first one dealing with inflation and real rates. Look, the argument is still that we are in a negative real rate environment as inflation has picked up. On the flip side of that, we have seen a general slowdown of inflation, and we've also seen a bit of an uptick in terms of yield. So even though real rates are still negative, they're not quite as negative as they were, let's say, a couple months ago, even back to maybe a year ago now. What do you have to say to those gold bulls that are saying we still have negative real rates, that should drive gold higher?
Yeah, what's bothersome about that is the fact that we've just had no big movement by gold in spite of that. And markets always look forward, whether it's the stock market or the precious metal market. And I think the precious metals market are telling you something here. And I mentioned a while back that I thought that we may enter a period of disinflation here, especially with if growth starts to slow. And what I mean by that is that doesn't mean that we're not going to get inflation, but the rate of change is probably going to slow, and so and not quicken at the pace that we were seeing with inflation. And I think gold may be predicting that, Corey. It's interesting on the bond market chart I'm watching. There's a very good possibility, actually, that the bond market might be seeing increasing rates in the future on the long-term bonds. The monthly chart is starting to look to me suspiciously like we might be seeing some increasing rates down the road here. And I'm just looking at it from a technical standpoint. Whether I can make sense of that fundamentally or not, that's another thing. And that's why I say you've got to think of scenarios coming up because of these markets looking forward.
Now, what about the U.S. dollar? Doc, we still get, and this is something that we always get in the gold community, is the death of the dollar or a big dollar collapse. Look, the dollar has been weak this year. Even for most of last year, the dollar was trending lower. This year, it's for the most part trading within a range, but that range is in the low 90s. I personally haven't seen much of that inverse correlation with metals and the dollar, but it's always something on people's minds, especially gold investors. Do you think the dollar could provide the next catalyst for gold in terms of a dollar drop or a dollar collapse even?
Well, you know, the dollar since early 2020 has moved down and now we're moving sideways. And you haven't seen gold appreciably respond, which I find to be interesting. You look on the daily and weekly chart of the dollar, and the dollar does look weak. And I think if the weekly chart continues to show that, which is a very distinct possibility here, we could start to move lower on the dollar. Now, I do think that on the longer term charts, if we do, it's not going to be a sudden plunge yet. But I think we could go down and test the 200-month moving average again on the dollar. I think that's a distinct possibility from looking at the monthly chart. But like I said, the daily and the weekly charts right now look weak for the dollar.
So, Doc, one other aspect, and that's U.S. markets. We know that markets have greatly outperformed metals broadly, especially the precious metals. And within the gold community, we are hearing for a lot of calls for a collapse in the U.S. markets. These markets have been boring. The breadth has been very weak, but the broad averages have continued to move higher. Is a market collapse on the radar for you here, Doc?
Yep. 2 months ago, I started to talk that this market was starting to look to me like it could get in trouble in the near future. We're having a nice sell-off today. And I think we're getting to the point, and I've mentioned over and over about how we've seen the MACD at levels we haven't seen going back years. And we're starting to see a lateral move in the 12-month moving average. And I really think we're peaking here, Corey. And if you look at the pricing chart on the monthly, the Bollinger Bands, it's tailing off from the upper Bollinger Band and starting to move sideways. And I think this market is starting to look a little bit suspicious. And I've said that for the last 2 months. And I am short the conventional markets right now. And I'll remain short for a while because I think we're seeing the conventional markets really struggling here. And I don't like the way that the long-term charts and those folks that are talking about the conventional markets being in trouble, they may be right this time.
So is that the key catalyst then for gold? Is that what's going to get gold out of this downtrend? Or is it going to be any of those other ones that I talked about or something totally different? What is the catalyst that we need to look for here, Doc, that you think will get gold out of this downtrend?
I think if we start to see rates move up is one thing, and longer term rates. But I also think that if they start backing off the taper talk, which they might have to if we start to see a slowdown in these economies, like I think is a real possibility, I think when that narrative changes, I think gold could finally get a bid. The one thing I don't like is if the conventional market goes, I think initially the precious metals won't do well, just as a genuflection of the general markets. You know, everybody gets scared, and especially people on margin, they sell off, and it kind of affects everything. But then I think after things, if that starts to happen, that the back off and tapering talk and the fact that we have a sniff that these countries, especially this country, are going to have to flood the market with money again, liquidity, I think that's the thing that's going to get the precious metals, or is particularly gold's juices going again.
So, Doc, it does still seem like, at least in the short term, maybe through the rest of this year, might be a tough time for precious metals. One final question regarding gold stocks. I keep hearing that stocks are on sale. Prices are low. They're not pricing in the current price of gold. On the other side, you can say that stocks are expecting a lower gold price to come. What do you have to say to those commentators and those investors that say, look, gold stocks are on sale, so I need to be buying here because the gold price is much higher than broadly where the gold stocks are?
Well, that's good, but I don't like to catch falling knives, and I've learned over years that certain assets, when they look like they have value, can even achieve greater value if you're patient. They get further on sale. You go into a retail shop and they say 25% off. Well, you can say, boy, that's a great bargain. Well, then 2 weeks later, they can say 50% off. And you say, boy, that's a great bargain. And then 5 weeks later, they're at 80% off. So, value is in the eye of the beholder. And you've got to be careful because this precious metals market is not going to reverse like it did back in that March. Where it just took off. This is going to be one of those slow grinds down where we're going to then have to consolidate for a while. So there's no hurry to grab some of these stocks at what you think is a real value when you might get a lot more value if you're just patient and wait another 2 or 3 months.
Okay. Doc, final question then. What sectors do you like? Are you seeing any opportunity out there?
Well, uranium, and boy, they've had a nice run again. I sold a lot of my uranium stocks when we had that great run a while back, and I really had some nice profits on those. And unfortunately, I've not gotten back into them because we've had some real moves here in those stocks. And the uranium spot price itself has really gone a lot higher. But I'm not going to chase those. I hate chasing stocks because you often regret it. I just hope that the price settles down on uranium again and I get a chance to get back into those markets. And I think that's one of those strong markets. And I think we're in a move in uranium that could be a multi-year move. And those that are in a good position in those stocks, I think, are very fortunate. And I think if they hold, they're going to be even more fortunate in the future.
Okay. Hey, Doc, really appreciate your insights here. A bit of a longer interview, but we did cover a lot focused on precious metals, and I really hope that all of our listeners take to heart what you're saying and what the charts are telling you. I know we'll get some people that disagree, some people that agree. That's what makes a market, though, and that's what makes this all so interesting. I sure hope we get a bounce in the precious metals, but the charts still do tell us that, could be under some pressure here. Doc, thanks as always for your time, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week.